Proclamation number 4682 of 4th of July, 1949. Judgment of Supernatural Working. Groaning? Don't burden yourselves with thoughts of seemingly supernatural events whose value and nature you cannot judge, as long as you cannot convince yourselves of the spiritual basis of such occurrences. Where a connection with me is established, that the most intimate union takes place between me and the human being, there the human being's strength is also unlimited, and whatever he achieves by using my strength, thus in unity with me. And then it is also my will that this expression of strength will be revealed to humanity. Thus I myself am behind every supernatural deed, and it is the strength of faith which brings about every success. But I reserve this transfer of strength for myself, that is, where I know a person is a representative of my teaching and his will, who is fully devoted to me, and who is therefore active on earth in my name, I will also work in communion with him, but only there. Thus you will be able to recognize for yourselves my or my adversary's assistance in every extraordinary feat of strength, which can therefore be described as a miracle. Faith and love are the hallmarks of my presence and my assistance. Where deep faith and true neighborly love determine a person to help, I cannot be excluded, because I myself am love and will therefore always be present where loving activity takes place. But I will not prevent my adversary from using strength either if he finds the will turned towards him in a person, yet his activity will also be recognizable in the person who carries it out himself. He will not be a proclaimer of my teaching, thus not active in my name, because then he will only have to stand up for me and my name. He will not spread my word, even though he speaks the name, God. And by this the right and the wrong servants of God can be recognized, and also every miraculous deed, that my word is to be preached where I myself donate my strength for the benefit of suffering humanity. For I work to confirm my word, because my word is the most necessary thing people need. And thus judge for yourselves if you are given the opportunity to judge, i.e., ask for information as to whether and to what extent my gospel is being proclaimed. Where my adversary is at work, my word will hardly be conveyed to people. Otherwise my adversary would have to preach love and would no longer be my adversary from that moment on. But I leave the examination up to you, so that you pay attention to what touches you miraculously, so that you reflect and appeal to me for my support, so that you judge righteously. Acknowledge where my spirit is active and reject where my adversary is active. And I will guide your thinking correctly if you want to recognize what is right, for truth shall become yours if you desire it. Amen.